Welcome into our Locked On College Basketball Bracket Breakdown Elite Eight Edition. Jonathan Davis in from Locked On Longhorns. This is the crazy part about this tournament. I have a page of notes here about Texas and what they were able to do. And then that run came out of nowhere from Miami. And we are talking a totally different situation. Did you feel safe at one point? I felt safe enough that I started writing for this, but that's not how things ended up when Miami just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, the way this team has been defending, when they were up, I think it was 13 or 14 points, I did feel pretty confident, which was crazy, you know, because throughout the game, I was very, you know, nervous and had a lot of anxiety. But, you know, you have to give credit to a really good Miami team. When you make it to the Elite Eight, you're probably capable of winning a national championship. And we saw a really good Miami team today. They just locked in the second half. Incredible shot making by Wong and some of the other players. I mean, Jordan Miller didn't miss a shot from the field or the free throw line. I mean, you got to talk about that's an all-time NCAA tournament performance. And Texas was in the double bonus with like 10 minutes left. And that really came back to bite them because Miami just continuously got to the free throw line. And that's the quickest way to end a run, you know, when you're getting easy buckets and the other team isn't. So I did feel comfortable when Texas was up 14, but Miami just out-executed them for the last 10 minutes. And that's why they're going to the Final Four.
I'm sure a lot will be mentioned. Obviously, 23 fouls on Texas. So big free throw discrepancy there, but Miami made those shots and they made some tough shots in the paint as well. So just going in, I mean, that I felt like Texas playing good defense when you're watching it, but it's like Miami's making great shots. There's not much you can do.
Yeah, I mean, they shot almost 60% from the floor, so they just made some tough shots, and I thought Texas kind of went into the game with the same game plan they had against Xavier. You know, we're going to limit the three-point shot, and if you can beat us one-on-one in the paint, then you're able to do that, and we'll shake your hand at half court, and, you know, we'll go home, and that's kind of what happened. You know, they took away the three-point shot. Miami only took 8 three-point shots the entire game, only made 2, but they were able to get pretty much whatever they wanted in the paint, and obviously missing Dylan Dessou down there. And the paint was a big loss for Texas, as we saw on the defensive end. But like I said, just give credit to a really good Miami team that made a lot of tough shots. And, you know, that's the reason they're moving on to the Final Four. They went to the free throw line. They only missed 4 free throws on 32 attempts. That's great for a college team. And like I said, anytime you can shoot 60% from the floor, you know, you're probably doing really good in that game. And it's the reason they came out with a win.
This time of year, it's so tough because it feels like both teams could have won at any point, and you're not, I mean, other than a UConn game or the blown out Gonzaga, it feels like either team could win, right? So that makes it super difficult to kind of decompress from that. We know, just looking forward a little bit, what is Texas looking for? What are they going to look like next year? What players might they be losing, and what will this roster look like for them?
Well, this was a very, you know, experienced, you know, senior heavy roster. So you're probably losing, you know, Marcus Carr, Timmy Allen, the bulk of, you know, your roster, Serge Ibari Rice, you know, and you have to figure out who your head coach is going to be. You know, I think Ronnie Terry has done enough to cement himself as the head coach. I know some people are going to be upset with him today because that's the nature of the business. But Ronnie Terry has done more than enough to earn this head coaching job. But I think before you can move forward and talk about next year, recruiting, what this team looks like, who comes back and who doesn't, you have to figure out who's going to be manning the ship. And so the first order of business moving forward before this Texas basketball can do anything, this Texas basketball team can do anything, is to figure out who their head coach is going to be. And if I was voting, I still think after today, Rodney Terry is the obvious choice for the job.
I think if Rodney Terry doesn't get it, he'll have more than enough other options because he certainly proved himself this year with this team. Jonathan Davis, I'm sure you'll have a full breakdown for us on Locked On Longhorns. And of course, Locked On College Basketball has everything for you from March Madness. It's all part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay.